Luke 5:26 says, "We have seen strange things today." The companions that brought the paralytic to be healed by Jesus had faith. They knew that Jesus could heal if he was willing. Their hope was in the Lord's ability. All they did was lay their friend before Jesus. An outcast of society on that day was restored physically, and not only that, he was restored spiritually. Jesus forgave the man of his sins. As the man stood up and walked out on his own, the people were amazed. The crowd that watched Jesus cure the man of his infirmity and sin glorified God. They may have even been transformed as well. Even still, we know the scriptures demonstrate there were times of Jesus' actions and words that baffled them. We're told that even the disciples did not comprehend all that Jesus had said. It is during these confusing moments when doubts seem to come and dominate minds and hearts. During times of trouble, the nation of Israel was often reminded of what God had done for them. God pointed out how he brought them out of the bondage of Egypt. In that same way, Jesus' disciples could have been reminded of days that caused them to glorify God. It is comforting to know the effort the Lord took to focus the hearts of his people on what he had done and who he is. For us today, the recollection of what God has done in our lives is sometimes all we need in order to center the mind. Remember the fantastic things you've seen the Lord do in your life, and rest assured, he has not changed. In Matthew 28:20, in the New Living Translation, it says this, "And be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age."